Good morning. I'm on part 19 of the psychiatrist. I fell in love with my psychiatrist. Oh my god. I will say too, my entire for you page invaded with all Kendra. Oh my god. Live streams, everyone's takes. I'm like, hold on, this is taking over my whole TikTok. Hold on. This is my take. She is not the victim. Hold on. I don't want to start there. Hold on. Number one, if anyone's the victim, it is him. Objectively, he said, she said, she kept saying, sorry, I'm flustered, I just woke up. He was so professional, he didn't cross any lines, but then she kept saying he was blurring the line, doing unethical things, but then contradicting herself within like two sentences, be like, he never crossed any lines, he was very smart, he was very professional. And I was like, so what the hell do you think that means? If he's not doing anything wrong, you give him a big fat hug the first time and he pats you on the back. He's like, he's very smart. Baby, you just harassed him. He has weaponized neutrality. Is that even a thing? Hold on. Appearance of neutrality, just get a specific goal. What was his goal? Money? Oh my god. It's just a lot. Like, all the boyfriends, the therapists, the emails. My god. And every single time there was a new part out, I would be thinking, this is a therapist, a psychiatrist that she sees once a month, once every 30 days. If I was a psychiatrist, I would have forgotten about her every damn month. Every month I would have forgotten about her. You're seeing her 12 days a year. I'm not remembering your first name. And then the live streams. Okay, using ChatGPT. Okay, I'm gonna be for real. Like, I did the same thing when I was in my deep, dark depression. I did the same thing because ChatGPT is a good therapist in some regards. However, it is, it's like gambling. It's a dopamine generator at that point because it will only take your side. I had to stop. She will find out, but Lord, that AI dependency will have you on your knees.